it's not always true, but like mostly like you are going to end up with the people that you're supposed to end up with and you're going to have a great time. I love recruitment. It, like, they're just like so fresh and new, and like I would get so excited during recruitment because I was like, you're gonna have such an experience and I'm so excited for you.
That's really sweet.
Yeah,
I would like hide.
You told me this and I actually almost I know. So okay, let me explain something. I don't know how you guys did it, but basically there's these things called bump groups.
Yeah, I think
most people do bump groups.
Are we like exposing? Let's is this okay? Like,
I mean, we didn't fucking sign an NDA.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Let's give a little without giving it all.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to give away the mystery.
Yeah, okay.
But basically, to be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Honey is an online browser plugin tool. You download it in just two clicks, and it automatically finds and applies the best deals on the internet directly to your shopping cart, so you don't have to hunt down deals. The deals find you. We love Honey. We will always love Honey. I save a lot of money on Honey. Sorry. You can use it on almost anything, almost any website. We're talking Target. We're talking Urban Outfitters. We're talking Amazon. Even though Amazon does not have discount codes, Honey finds and makes sure you've got the best price of the item that you deserve. So go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. Guys, there's really no reason that you shouldn't have this at this point. Joinhoney.com/Ellie. That's joinhoney.com/Ellie. All right, let's get into today's episode. Oh my God, I am hungover, sort of, but like not really.
Wine hungover?
Kind of. It's more that I'm just starving. I feel like I haven't eaten in 3 days because I didn't eat dinner the last like 3 nights. Like I just like haven't eaten.
A singular hush puppy and a bottle of wine.
I don't even think I had a hush puppy. I had like two.
You ordered them.
I know, but everybody ate them before I had a chance to eat.
Whoa. That was so scary. The lights just went really bright.
Who did that?
Oh my God, that was really scary.
Are
should
you
I lower
there,
them?
God, it's me.
Oh my God.
Okay, so yeah, no, I'm not really hungover. I'm just really hungry. I feel like I have been starving myself for days. Yesterday, I was just like, yeah, like I'm not going out tonight. So I'm just going to have like a little salad and like some soup for lunch. And then I'll get home and I'll eat like real food. So I didn't do that. And so I'm just like empty right now.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling.
And last night, we actually had a lovely evening.
Yeah,
a lovely civilized evening.
Yeah, we did.
I like when we do civilized things. We very rarely do.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning.
Oh, yeah, that it was like a civilized evening.
I love to sit.
Yes.
I fucking love sitting. I love sitting in dimmed bars in a booth with my friends. Like, that's my favorite
Why
night.
Why did I just get emotional?
That's my favorite night. I don't like clubs.
No.
Like, I enjoy to dance. Dancing is great.
Once in a while, we're like, we want to dance.
Right.
But I would prefer over anything to go to a bar, sit with my friends. I thought we went to I thought it was the board game bar, the bar that has all the board
there
games.
There was board games.
Yeah, but they weren't on the tables.
I think you just grabbed them. I saw Clue. I was like, fuck, I really could play
Clue
right now.
We were like going to do it. And then we just like got distracted by how fun and charming we all are.
Wow, do you ever just think your friends are just so cute and fun and charming and attractive?
Yes, that's what I was thinking last night. It was like you and me, Grinnell, Rudy, and Dana. And I was like, this is so lovely. What handsome boys, what beautiful girls. We are so wonderful. This is so great. It was nice.
Funny.
We also ordered 3 bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, okay, it was actually really funny. So I put on my story, 2 of the boys, and I was holding my wine glass in them. And I cannot tell you how many DMs I got from people being like, Ellie, put down the wine glass, or being like,
like, you crazy bitch.
Yeah, like, ooh, I can't wait to hear about this on the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, you guys, I was actually so careful last night.
I wish we did a step 2, because then I feel like something funny would have happened.
If I had drank more wine?
No, a second bar, like a second stop. I'm going home after.
We all just kind of were like,
all right, bye.
Go home. No one would. Yeah. At one point, though, I texted Alana. You know, you ever text your friends while you're like with them, you're with other people? And I was not subtle about it.
You were like, is your phone on? And I was like, oh, I'm on airplane mode.
Yeah, it fucking didn't send.
And they were like, are you guys texting each other? Like, yeah.
Sorry. I wanted to remark on the fact that I was sandwiched between two hunks.
Dana's a man, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dana's a dude. Yeah, sorry. That was confusing. But it was nice. It was nice. But then I can't be trusted. Like, I was so good with the wine, but I still can't be trusted when I drink wine. I texted, like, so many people. Mm-hmm. Like, long emotional statements. I guess you guys were, like, somewhat right. It is funny having this podcast because instead of having one voice in my head that's like, put down the wine, you've got like thousands of people being like, put down the wine.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I forget that people like...
listen.
and form opinions or like, yeah, don't fucking drink like, the wine.
You know, like, what happens when you drink wine. And it's really funny. Because I didn't really do anything bad, but like I got myself in like situations, but not bad situations. I just was like being very honest. Mm-hmm. There's this guy that I've been friends with for a while, but we've never like met. He lives in California, and he was here this week, but he like was like blowing me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. That obviously hurt my feelings because he's someone I've really wanted to meet. Like that's like my friend, and he told one of my other friends that he was, this is dead serious because I told her, I go, yeah, I asked him if he wanted to get a drink and he like kind of blew it off. And I was like, whatever. Okay, you're blowing me off. And she's like, yeah, he is blowing you off. He's afraid if he sees you, then you guys are going to hook up and you will catch feelings for him. Which is like.
Is that the narrative you're putting out there?
Like,
Ellie will sleep with you and then fall in love with you.
Like your dick is.
Oh my
what
God,
the fuck?
Keep freaking okay. out.
Your your dick is so magical that I'm just going to fucking fall in love with you. It's also just funny because how do you know me for 2 years and not know that I don't do that? Mm-hmm. Like I actually have issues that I'm working on my therapist with, which we'll talk about later, about compartmentalizing like sex and feelings. Mm-hmm. Like I have fucking issues with that. You've known me for long enough to know that. Like what a psychotic thing to say. So I was just like, whatever, it hurt my feelings. But I ended up seeing him in a group setting, and that upset me even more because I was like, wow, you're great, like you're charming and fun, and like I'm happy that we're friends, I'm happy that we met, but fuck you for blowing me off and shit. So last night I had a little liquid confidence.
Mm-hmm. from the wine.
And I texted him asking about a different guy, which I'll get into in a second. But I texted him asking about a different guy, and then he was giving me advice. And then I was like, by the way, that made me feel really shitty. I know what you said, and it doesn't feel great. And, it made me feel bad because I think of you so highly and as such a friend. And, like, mm-hmm. it bothers me that you feel you couldn't be alone with me. And I hope that I did not do anything to make you feel that way. Even though I'm like, I didn't, like, I was just saying men are stupid. So you have to kind of
give them
what they want to hear kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's just like, nah, dude, I just like didn't want to make things complicated with like the friend group and like this and that. And I was just like, bro, like, first of all, we never see each other in person. So what are we going to do? Fuck up the friend group. Second of all, we wouldn't fuck up the friend group because we weren't going to hook up. Third, even if we did hook up, I promise it would never be weird. Like I'm the least weird. I'm very mm-hmm. unweird. I have issues with how unweird that I am. And it's just like, he just couldn't understand that like what he had done really upset. Like he didn't get why what he was doing was fucked up, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of gave up and I was like, you know what? Love you too, babe. Like I was like, whatever. It's just, some people don't love you, can't show love the same way that you do and like mm-hmm. aren't the kind of friend that you are. And it doesn't mean that they love you any less. It just means that like, they're kind of that kind of person.
They're just different.
They're just different. Nothing wrong with that. It's just like, I feel like I've learned a lesson where like, I'm just not going to.
Can I just say
what? Like. The elbows?
No. Oh. Well, Ellie's inner elbows are peeling, but.
That sounds really gross.
Did you tweet? You tweeted this, right?
Yeah.
I read that last night when I was drunk and I was like, that, is this about me?
Michaela did the same thing.
I feel like anyone would do that because yeah. I was like,
I always worry about tweeting things like that. I know. Like, Alana's gonna think it's about her
because we were going to the west to the east side. You're like, oh, can I get in your guys' Uber? And I was like, oh no, you should just call your own because when we get there, you have to call another one anyway. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, was that me?
No. Oh my god, would I dramatically subtweet you for not letting me?
That's the wine. That was the wine.
The
like,
wine
that's
was like
crazy.
She hates me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I fucked up.
Wow, I don't think I've ever done that to you. That's crazy. Usually I'm the one that's like, Alana hates me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, yeah. Alana or Michaela did the same thing. She's like, I know it's not, but is this about
did
me?
Did I do something?
But no, it's about him. I mean, God bless him. But like, you know, some people just aren't
going to.
Some
people are different, yeah.
And it doesn't, it just means that you don't have to kind of put in the same effort with them that you would with someone who's actually going to reciprocate it.
Totally.
But, you know, I'm glad that I got it off my chest. Everyone's like, don't say anything. It's not worth it. And I'm like, if it bothers me and it's been bothering me for 3 days, then it's fucking worth it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Totally. In other news, there's this guy who's like on a break from his girlfriend and he has like not stopped trying to sext me. It's like nonstop. I'm like, I don't know what I did to deserve this.
Like, I just think that's so ridiculous.
It is.
It's like you just could see right through it. You know what I mean?
Like it's like, not,
oh, your girlfriend dumped you and it's a Thursday night and you're horny. Let me go through my recent sexcapades.
Right. Like who's dumb and desperate enough?
Right. And who can I trick?
Yes. And it's like, I'm not fucking dumb.
I know.
What are you talking about, man?
I'd rather guys just be so honest about it.
I don't mind being like a rebound girl if it's like I know that I'm your rebound girl and we're in this together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, let me help you get over your ex.
Right.
Fuck it. Like,
don't like,
you know,
frame it in this way that's like,
that's just like, no, I'm just, oh, no, I want you.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. Come on.
It's like, buddy, like, I know. If it was any other guy, I'd be like, maybe he is just like into it. But like, it's so obvious what he's doing that at this point, I'm just.
The lights.
Stop with the lights, whoever's doing the lights. That is so annoying. At this point, I'm kind of just like, I'm going to mess with you because I don't need this. He sent something like so forward last night. I was just like, yeah, wish I could help you out with that. Anyways, good night. Like, what do you
like?
What
I
do
have
you,
a boner.
Should I read it?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's so gross.
Like, for the people.
Guys, this is so gross. It makes me, I'm actually like, I have the chills because I'm so uncomfortable with this text. It's even worse sober in the morning.
Read it. Read it. I'm so excited.
Okay, so we have this inside joke about how I was like super drunk when we hooked up and I like almost threw up like blowing him.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, he's like, oh, what'd you do tonight? I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna change some friends. And he's like, yeah, I've had a couple drinks. I was like, wow, same. He said, want to choke on my dick?
Shut the fuck up.
That's not even the bad one. And I was just like, kind of. I don't know. I was like boiling. I don't know. Why not? I've had some wine. And then he's like, just kind of. I was like, yep, like 30%.
I 30% want to choke on your dick.
And he goes, I think you do. And uses like the smirky face. I was like, I'm not going to answer that. But then he goes, I hope he never listens to this. I'm just like brutally making fun of him right now. Let me know because my dick. Oh my God. Let me know because my dick's throbbing and really wants to get blown.
This is not the type of stuff I want to hear at 11:35 in the morning.
No, I don't want to hear it ever. I just said, damn, I really wish I could help you out with that. Anyways, good night.
You said that?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want that. Like,
that'd be a great sex if you were like into it.
If I was like, even responding a little bit in a way that was like, yeah, baby, show me that dick or whatever, but like that
30% I'm 30% interested.
I'm not horny right now. Like, I'm
with my friends.
Like, what are we talking about here? Like, what are we doing here? It was just really funny. Oh God. I mean, I really actually like this boy, not in like a likeling him kind of way. Yeah. Just like
as a person.
And I thought that we were like I thought that we were the kind of people, like, we hook up once and now we're, like, friends kind of thing. Like, I never, ever expected this
shit
to happen.
Should we just go into what my therapist said this week?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Right? This kind of connects, I guess. Yeah. So, should I do an ad?
Let's just throw an ad in there.
Just toss an ad in. Okay. All right. Before I continue this story and before I get into what my therapist actually did say to me this week, got a word from a sponsor really quick, Dollar Shave Club. This time we won't talk about buttholes, I promise. Actually, I am shocked that we've never gotten in trouble by sales for talking about buttholes every time
they
we
like
do Dollar Shave Club.
That real.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
I hope. Dollar Shave Club. When I talk about Dollar Shave Club, I can't stress enough the quality of their products. They've spent years developing, crafting, refining everything. They have everything I use to look, feel, whoa. They have everything I use to look, feel, and smell my best. You name it, they have it, and I use it. Actually, dudes, if you're listening to this, Dollar Shave Club would be a great place to start with having good products because they have like face wash, they have like body wash. If you need some nice bathroom shit, Dollar Shave Club might be a great place for you to start. And they have starter sets because they've got you covered head to toe. They've got hair stuff, shower stuff, shaving stuff, toothpaste, apparently butt wipes now, which is cool. And it's a subscription service, so you can get exactly what you want whenever you need it. You never have to waste time at a store wondering if what you're getting is any good, which I know you guys struggle with. So right now you can put the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. Their Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything. Why am I having trouble? I'm so hungry. Their Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Dew. The best part is you can try it for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get your Ultimate Starter Set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/Ellie. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Ellie. Okay, let's get into what my therapist said to me this week. Sorry, to continue the story. This is a guy that I didn't... So basically what my therapist and I talked about is that I have a tendency to compartmentalize my relationships with men to my detriment. So
to my ultimate downfall.
To my ultimate, like, the reason I will never find love is because I can't have multiple things at once. Like, you are one thing or the other. Mm-hmm. So with this guy, like, we hooked up. And then after that, we were just, like, friends.
Right.
Because he had a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend immediately after, which I'm...
And we had, like, a nice lunch together.
Yeah.
The three of us.
He's, like, a lovely guy.
Like, I thought it was, like, a normal...
Totally, like, business associate friendships. Like, we're good. Like...
Yeah, right. Totally.
Like, I really never even thought about it. Like... I'd never... It was, like, the sex part of our relationship was, like, in a little box. And, like... But he wasn't that anymore. Like, he was a friend. And I thought of him as, like, a friend. Mm-hmm. And for me... When I put people in those categories, it's very hard for me to let them escape from their boxes. So, like, with him doing this shit, with the sexting, it's like, I'm not, like, upset by it or threatened by it. I'm not, like, he's being creepy or, like, whatever. It's just kind of, like, weird to me because I find it very funny because I'm so not into it like that. Mm-hmm. And it isn't that, like, we didn't have fun together or that he's not an attractive guy. He absolutely is, but... I just don't think, I can't think of him that way. So it's like funny to me that he's like trying to sext when for me, it's like so out of my mind. I don't know. I don't really know what to do. Like, to be honest, like, I don't like know what to do.
This situation I feel like is a little different because like you guys already hooked up. So maybe he's just like, oh, whatever. It's just like an open door, whatever.
But I'm not an open door.
Right.
I'm like the least open door.
Right.
Like, I am like a closed with a padlock, like chains on the door kind of girl. Like, mm-hmm. I, once something's done, it's done for me. Like, I can't go backwards. And I feel like that's going backwards to hook up with him again. But that is actually something that I'm trying to work on. So I guess like kind of what we talked about is I can't have sex with somebody that I have feelings for. Because I think of sex as completely separate from, like, feelings and, like, intimacy and completely separate from, like, friendship. So mm-hmm. as I meet guys, I put them immediately into categories. You're, like, someone I would sleep with or you're someone I want to be friends with or you're, like, a mentor to me or you're this to me or I like you. But they're never overlapping. Mm-hmm. And the thing about, like, relationships and getting into relationships is, like, you kind of have to keep an open mind and see, like, well, maybe it could go this way or maybe it could not go this way or, like, I don't know. Like, if something were to happen, then maybe that's the right thing for it to be happening. Now, for me, it's like, if that's the way the current's going, I will fucking scream. Like, I'll fight like hell. I will be like, no, no, no. Stop escaping from the friend box. Stop trying to be sexual with me. That is absolutely not happening.
That's so bizarre because, like, you've been cheering me on.
Yeah.
Oh, like, do you like to see this happen in other people or something?
I think it's the best. I just can't do it. No, I just, like, physically can't do it. My brain is, like, not wired. Like, I'm trying to break those patterns, but, like, I'm just, like, not wired like that. Like, I have a very hard time just letting things happen the way that they'll happen with men in relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know exactly what it is from the start, which is why, like, when I like somebody, it's very rare that there's somebody that I could actually, like, be with. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they're in the I like you category versus the we're friends category or the I want to sleep with you category. And, like, ideally, a good boyfriend is all three of those things.
Yeah.
Right? But I can't fucking do it. Like, it just, I can't, like, mm-hmm. remember there was the guy that I hooked up with, the finance bro, the one that yelled at me. But
it's just like, makes me laugh every time.
It is really funny.
How do you just like get mad at
someone like, you barely like, know? Like, it was so weird. That was so weird.
Which we're going to talk about later too.
Yeah. I was crying so much. But what really freaked me out is, like, we hooked up and then in the morning he was like giving me those like fucking like puppy dog eyes. And it was just, like, too much for me. I was like, that can't happen because I had sex with you. So I'm not going to also have feelings for you. Sorry. Like, psychotic. Like, that is, like, my issue. Like, I don't know if anybody else does this where, like, you compartmentalize. But honestly, we, like, figured out that it comes from when I was, like, 17. I really liked this guy. And he was, like, my best friend also. And I was also attracted to him. And we made out. And I was really excited about it. And I, like, told, you know, my friends and stuff. And he got really mad at me and was like, why the fuck are you telling people? Montana heard two people she's never even seen before talking about this. And, like, he was acting like it was, like, shameful for me to, like, be excited about it, you know? Yeah, and, like, for me, I was like, this, I like you. And, like, we made out. And that means that we like each other. Like, I was, like, young and, like, I didn't really know better kind of thing. Yeah, and, like, it was so, like, it was, like, very embarrassing. Like, everyone was like, oh, like, she likes him. So I was like, no, I don't like him. I don't. It's not like that. Like, we're friends.
Yeah,
like,
we made up.
You know? And literally, like, I never unlearned that pattern. Like, I was never able to, like, break from, like, not wanting to be that girl that, like, assumes it's something. Like,
yeah.
Never was able to just, like, grow up and be like, look, having feelings for someone's not shameful. Like, I was never able to, like, get that out of my head. So that's something that I'm working on right now is just knowing that it's okay to have feelings for people and that probably having sex shouldn't be so separate from everything else.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not healthy that like I can send nudes to someone and literally not have a single feeling for them.
Yeah.
Probably not healthy.
No.
So that's what my therapist said this week. But it's funny. It's like with this guy, I don't want to do that with him because like we're friends.
I would say he's probably a bad example.
Do you think so?
Yeah. But like,
why? This
is, because I don't think that you would like him at all anyway. Well, I would hope you don't.
No, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot as a person. Yeah. I mean, he's a dumbass. He drives me crazy, but I like him. I think he means well.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's tough. Like, when will I ever, I guess like my Mike. I need to give him a different name, but, you know, he's Mike.
Why?
You know?
Why do you need to give him a different name?
Oh, I don't know, Alana. Do you want to talk about why I need to give him a different name? Or are we not going to talk about that today? Up to you. Not today? All right. Not today, ladies. Maybe another time in the future. But I liked him. And I was attracted to him. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of friends. But that also ended really badly.
Yeah, but that's just like dating, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be forever. Or it's going to go down in flames.
That's true.
It's so true.
I love that song so much.
I know.
That song is what I want to be.
Be that girl for a week.
Like, I can do that. Literally, I am that girl.
I secretly love that.
Me too.
I think that's funny. But what were you going to say? Sorry. I cut you off.
Oh, I do think it's funny that I give relationship advice when I just, like, have such a fundamental, like, I can't do it. Like, I can see in other people, like, how to do it. For you, it's, you can do that. Like, you know how to do it. Like, your brain doesn't short out and like fucking panic.
It's, like, it's
and
funny
go,
like,
wee, wee, wee.
It's obviously like, what you want. Yeah, is what I'm saying.
It's like, what I want, but I can't do it. Like, I cannot do it. Like, just think about the situation from a couple, I'm sure you guys remember, like a month or so ago. A friend of mine, like, I felt like he was trying to flirt with me and I fucking just freaked out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you have to stay in the friend box that I put you in and you're not doing that right now and that's fucking me up.
Yeah.
Even though, like, whatever. I probably would have liked it.
Exactly.
So, going forward, I'm just going to try and let things be what they are instead of labeling a friendship is a friendship or this is that or just like, I don't know. He's just a person and right. we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I have no expectations. That's not true, but I'm working on it. Okay, so I think that's about all for the what my therapist said to me this week. It's so funny when people are like, I don't need to go to therapy. I can just listen to what Ellie's therapist talked about.
It's kind of true, I guess.
I guess a lot of us have the same issues, but I hope that that gave you some insight into how, like, actually fucked up I am. Like, my brain just straight up doesn't work. Like, into Tuesday morning thoughts. Sorry to be a little out of order today, but we are actually talking about sorority recruitment.
Smile and clap and jump.
We never jumped.
Oh, you didn't jump.
We did no jumping. We only did clapping.
Oh, we did the jump over the head.
Oh, no. That's really aggressive. The clapping, and it's not allowed to go past your shoulder blades. It has to be silent. Perfect. Clapping.
Oh, it's not a real clap.
It's like fake clapping.
Oh, God, I hate this so much.
I honestly really loved recruitment, you guys. I won't even lie to you. Like, I was a really good recruiter. I'm sure you can tell. But I was a good recruiter. And I liked recruitment because it's kind of like hell, but fun hell. It's like you're on the recruitment side. It's like
when you're on the other end. Yeah.
When you're like stuck in the house for fucking 2 straight weeks with girls that you are in your sorority with, you get really close. You get all these memories. Everyone's starving. Everyone's like grumpy. No one has enough sleep. No one's getting their homework done. You all lose your voices. Like, I think it's such like a fun bonding experience.
It is, like, retrospectively, but at the time it's like, I can't believe I'm fucking here.
I know.
And all the frats are pissed
because they can't hang out with the girls. Yeah. And like, you like lose your sense of like reality a little bit. You like, it's the only time, like, my school was not like a rah-rah Greek life place. It was like, everyone's kind of friends with each other. Like, it was never like, oh, fuck this house, fuck that house, we're not hanging out with them, we can't do that. It was very like, we're all kind of chilling.
Yeah.
Except for during recruitment, when it was like, fuck G-Fi. G-Fi can suck my ass.
Really?
Like, literally, we would get so competitive during recruitment.
See, Delaware was different because, this is my theory, we rush in spring, right? Uh-huh. So freshman fall,
we make
your friend, yeah. So at Delaware, everyone was friends. You know what I mean? Like, there was no. So during, I think girls, like PNMs is what they're called. Like, girls that are going through recruitment,
Potential new members.
They don't realize that everyone talks. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you do something bad in one house,
the
other houses
knows.
Will
because
find
the
out.
Row games too.
Yeah. So like, I can remember, I fucking can't remember what this girl did, but she did something in my roommate's open house, and then she told the rest of us. We were in like three, my house was in like three different chapters.
Wow.
And then everyone dropped her.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah, well, it was something fucked up. I forget what she did. She was talking about like,
oh, talking
something
shit.
Really fucked
okay,
up.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking shit. Yeah.
Let's
okay,
talk
let's
about,
just, get,
sorry,
into
let's
this.
Just get into this. So as a PNM, that's you. You're a potential new member.
Woo.
Woo-hoo, exciting. Oh, I will just say that Greek life is a great choice. It's very fun. If you join the right chapter, you are going to have great friends and have a lot of fun. You know, it's weird. It's kind of like culty sometimes, and people don't really get it from the outside. That's like a cheesy quote. It's like, from the outside looking in, you'll never understand it. From the inside looking out, you can't explain it. It really is
like
so
that. True. Yeah.
Like, I can't explain it. Like, I'm glad that I was in a sorority, and you guys know that I had some bullshit with my sorority, but like, I still am glad that I was a part of that because it made my college experience what it was. Like,
right.
I got to do that cheesy bullshit. Like, sometimes you just want to be cheesy as a girl. I don't know. Like, it was fun. So as a potential new member, that's you, PNM. You are going to go to a bunch of houses. You are going to meet a bunch of fucking girls. What I would recommend is be yourself and have like an anecdote that's funny that they can remember, because just make my job as a recruiter easier by being like, oh my God, so when I was rushing, I was a freshman and it was fall, so I rushed freshman fall. So I had just been to Lollapalooza, which is funny because we were just there. But this was a year that I had only bought a one-day ticket, but then I was fucking around in my friend's kitchen. She was selling like three-day wristbands, and I put one on. I didn't know that once you tightened it, like it wouldn't untighten, because it was like the first year they were doing like this type of wristband or something. And I put it on and I couldn't get it off. So I had to buy a three-day wristband, and I ended up going 3 days instead of one day. So I was like talking about that. I was like, oh, I'm such an idiot. Like I did this. And like it was an easy way to talk about, because the last year, like, oh, what'd you do this summer? So that's an easy way to just have a topic of conversation, and they'll ask you, who'd you see at Lala? Oh, I saw this person. Oh, so you like that artist? Yes. And then they can write down, she likes Flume. And then they're like, okay, she likes EDM. Maybe let's have her talk to the next girl that likes EDM. Because everything in sorority recruitment is about pairing you with girls that they think will be like you and will like you and want you to be in the sorority.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about like, I just want them to like me. It's also like, I want to have something in common with this person. So as much as you can try and find common ground with them, that's going to be to your benefit. That's like very serious. I didn't mean to be so serious. Recruitment is fun. Also like, dress comfortably but be cute.
Did you get to wear whatever you wanted?
They gave us like
we had to wear t-shirts every
t-shirts
day.
One day, a formal dress the last day, and then welcome rounds you could wear whatever you wanted.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
So you had to wear a t-shirt to like even the playing field?
At Delaware it was all in one of the
that's so
the
odd.
Halls, like we didn't go do,
you didn't do
the traditional houses? Open houses. No,
I liked going through the house tours
because the houses aren't, we don't have a Greek row.
We don't either. Oh, they would bust them.
Do? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
At U of I, they made you, like, run between the houses, my friend said. Like, you would have to get house to house, and it was, like, all over campus. And that's a huge campus. But, no, they bust us. So spoiled. But, like, don't be stressed. Because as much as it sounds fake, like, you will end up with the people that you're supposed to end up with.
Yeah, it's very true.
Every once in a while, someone will slip through the cracks. Like, something will happen, and, like, you just won't end up where you're supposed to end up. Like, mistakes do happen. Like, we are not infallible, because the girls, it's honestly us and like a couple advisors that do the voting and do the.
Yeah, and you could fuck up.
You can fuck up. So like, it's not always true, but like mostly like you are going to end up with the people that you're supposed to end up with, and you're going to have a great time. I love recruitment.
Oh my God.
I honestly do.
I fucking hate.
It made me feel so like, I don't know, like. Wow, like these girls are just now walking into this sorority house. They have no idea that what their 4 years are going to hold. They don't know about the dances and like the boys they're going to meet and fall in love with and break their hearts. Like they like they're just like so fresh and new. And like I would get so excited during recruitment because I was like, you're going to have such an experience and I'm so excited for you.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I would like hide.
You hate you. You told me this and I actually almost. My best friend was recruitment chair.
Yeah.
So like it was like ingrained in me like how to do things the proper way.
Yeah.
And like you so okay, let me explain something. I don't know how you guys did it, but basically there's these things called bump groups.
Yeah, I think most people
do bump groups.
Are we like exposing?
Let's
is this okay? Like
I mean, we didn't fucking sign an NDA.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I
mean, let's give a little without giving it all.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to give away the mystery.
Yeah, okay.
But basically when you get let into the house, you're randomly in there, you're lined up alphabetically or whatever it is, and you'll meet a girl and you'll talk to her for a couple of minutes, and then another girl will come over
and be like, oh my God, Ellie, hey, and who is this?
And they'll say, oh, this is Amanda, we were just talking about Lollapalooza.
This is not a coincidence. This is planned.
That girl was timed. I was a starter bumper my junior year. I was sitting in the kitchen for 2 minutes precisely, and then my recruitment chair would go. And then I would
two's
go and I
go.
Would
yeah.
two go, group four grow. Like, and I would go and I would bump my girl and I'd say, hey, what's up? So the girls are all in a group together. They're supposed to be your first. I would say the first bump group is always like a mix of personalities. So like the most different kinds of people can talk to this girl. So I would go over and I would bump and I would talk to a girl and another girl will come over and bump me. And the goal is to get as many people to talk to that PNM as possible. We wanted at least four people talking to every PNM, right? So fucking Alana.
And it's a circle, if you can imagine.
Like you're walking. Well, so we would walk around the house. It'd be like you'd go upstairs or you would go downstairs.
Yeah, I
would
like,
be
like, it's a theoretical circle.
So I would be like sprinting in the fucking backstairs. And like anywhere the PNMs couldn't see me, fucking sprinting. Like, and then you'd go up and you'd put your smile back on. And the Rogams would
sit
in the.
Bump, quote unquote.
The
bump.
Rogams were sitting in the front hallway of our house, and like you could see down like the back stairs from the front hallway. And there was this one time I was trying to sprint. I was trying to get to like my next bump really fast, and I fell down the stairs completely. And they were all like, but they're not allowed to like talk to you. So yeah, they're like, yeah, what the fuck? And I was just like, I'm fine. So Alana was in her bump group. She left. She got up from her PNM. And what did you do?
Just like hid behind a curtain, because I was like, I can't. I am not having another conversation. Like, I cannot do it. I need like a break.
You straight up hid.
And my recruitment chair was like, where the where's Alana? Like, because I fucked up my whole bump. Because if you can imagine, everyone is waiting
for you to bump.
And I got in so much trouble. I think I got fined. But anyway, I like really fucked up recruitment. Like, it's all time sensitive. But I was like, I cannot. I just need a breather. Recruiter. Like, my battery is out. Like, it's hard to keep having those conversations.
I know, especially when they're the same thing. We could honestly probably do a mock recruitment conversation now, like even now.
Oh, do you want to?
Do you want to be the PNM?
I'll be the PNM, yeah.
Okay, let me sit down.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
I'm kind of nervous too. I hope I still have it.
Yeah.
Because also we went to different schools, so like maybe we don't have the same shit in common. I don't remember how I would do this.
Okay. Oh my God, hi.
I'd be like, I'd be sit down and be like, all right, hi, I'm so sorry. It was so loud at the door. I couldn't catch your name. What was it?
I can't do this. Oh my God. Hi, I'm Alana.
Oh, Alana, it's so nice to meet you. Are you a freshman this year?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
Wow, how are you liking it?
Oh my God, I fucking love it here at Barstool Sports Incorporated.
I'm so happy. What dorm are you living in?
I live in the producer section.
That's so crazy. I lived there my freshman year.
Oh my gosh, what floor were you on?
I was on floor 4.
Me too!
That is so weird.
Oh my God, what
Wait,
room?
Crazy room 412.
Okay, I'm 414.
Oh my God.
How bad is the bathroom?
Oh my, this bathroom, let me tell you a story about this fucking bathroom. The hair, all the girls in there, the hair would get so plugged up that like we would have to have custodians on like once a week. So good luck with that.
Yeah, so actually that's so funny that you said that, because last weekend, XYZ, and let me tell a really specific story make her remember me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, it was really nice talking to you. This is actually my sister, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, we were just talking about showers. Like, horrifying.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine doing that 150 fucking times per day for, like, 3 days?
But when you're a PNM, like,
you only have the one conversation.
It's really stressful. Like, you're like, I have to say something interesting.
And funny and witty. But just, like, be honestly, like, if you were just, like, a nice, normal girl welcome rounds, I'm like, yeah, she's fine. She can say.
Yeah, it's not really about what you say.
It's about how you say it. Like, are you excited to be there? Are you happy? Do you seem like a girl that would fit in the house? What I would always tell girls too, I would say, like, for me, like, when I was, because they would sometimes ask, like, oh, like, how did you know you wanted to be a FISAG or whatever? And I'd be like, well, you know, I always would, like, picture myself waking up in this house, no makeup, like, gross on a Sunday morning. And, like, would I be comfortable with these girls? Would I be happy here?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, like, that, as much as that's, like, cheesy and that's something that I would just, like, tell the girls, they'd be like, wow, this sorority doesn't wear makeup. Like, you know what I mean?
I would say don't ask that until, like, the end.
Yeah, that's, like a pref round.
That's
question.
Like, why do you like it here?
Yeah.
You know, open house, honestly.
Just,
and, like,
it can be pretty surface.
Those are kind of, like, they're seeing if they like you.
Yeah.
The end is like them trying to convince you to stay.
Yes.
But like the beginning is not your choice.
It's like a weird little like speed date. Mm-hmm. Like you just want to be like, do I even like spending time with this person? Mm-hmm. And it's much more on us liking you than like you doing anything at all. Like it.
But I really wouldn't stress about
welcomes
and like saying cool shit. Like,
no, don't be like, I'm fucking sick.
Don't do that.
Just be like self-deprecating and silly.
They're trying to see like, are you, can I like vibe with you?
I mean,
like,
what's your,
you know what I
mean? It depends on the house, I guess. I mean, like, I can't even imagine. There were definitely houses that I was like, oh my God, this fucking sucks. Like, these people are like too beautiful and like, they clearly like don't, they're just vampires and they sleep like this. Like, I was like, this place is so not for me because they have nothing going on below the surface level. Like, I could tell my sorority, it was the first house I walked into the first day and it was like, I love this fucking sorority. Mm-hmm. This is so fun. I also just, I talked to the most beautiful girls in the entire world. Like, Megan O'Donnell, I doubt you're listening to this. She looks like a fucking Barbie doll, like gorgeous, blonde, perfect body, like perfect teeth, like kind of, and I was like, wow, you're so, like, I was like, this is, I don't think I fit in here, but she was like silly and fun and like,
yeah,
it's actually funny. The bump group got messed up that round. I wasn't supposed to talk to the girl that came after her. And then she ended up being my big. Like, she prepped me. Like, she had me every round after that. Like, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't mean to. I mean, that girl ended up being a fucking see you next Tuesday. But, you know, that was like, Well, oh my God, these fucking lights. Okay. I will say the one thing about being a PNM, we as recruiters are not allowed to talk about 3Bs, boys, booze, bongs. Like, we're not supposed to talk about partying. We're not supposed to talk about boys. We're not supposed to talk about this and that. Like, we can get in actual trouble for talking about that. And they tell you that during recruitment. Like, as PNMs, they tell you that. Right? But, like, don't try and, like, trick me. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, don't talk about, like, partying. Like,
yeah,
I don't care, because I'm gonna look at you. If you can vibe and you can feel it,
you can feel it. I met my little in recruitment, and we were literally our conversation was literally like, oh, I was so fucked up on Friday, I fell down the stairs at Pie Cap. Like, because
okay, don't listen to Alana if you're a recruiter for the first time.
Yeah, I'm saying like conversations can go that way if you're like, this girl is cool
and she gets it. Yeah, there was a girl I talked to. Sup, Annalisa, if you're listening to this, but I talked to this girl, Annalisa. Me and my little both fucking loved her. My little, I think, was in my bump group. And she had this cool ass blue winged liner. Like, she looked cool as hell. We're sitting there, we're talking, and I was talking about, like, she was like, oh, it must be so fun to live in the house. And I was like, yeah, it's actually pretty great because, you know, like, Saturday mornings we all just go to Steak and Shake and get like really greasy food, and she's like, oh hell yeah, greasy ass food. And I was like, oh hell yeah. It was like just like a funny moment.
You
could like,
tell, yeah, we can't go further, but you
but know. I know that you know that I know you're picking up what I'm putting down. Like, she was fun, but so as PNMs, I think sometimes it can make you look kind of trashy if you're the one that's like bringing it up unprompted.
Don't
a bunch
do that,
like,
oh,
don't be like, yeah, I hooked up with this guy in PyCal.
I would be like, no, zero.
I would be like, no, this is a girl that's in this for the wrong reasons or whatever. Even though, like, we obviously are all there to like party and drink and be with boys and stuff, like, we get that, but also like, we want someone who's gonna be our little or our grand little or actually really contribute to the sorority or like be friends with us and like be fun to go out with and not have to worry that, you know, like, you're gonna be the girl that's throwing up every night, like a liability. Like, so I would try not to bring that up, like, unprompted first round at least.
What frats do you hang out at?
Oh my God, a girl did ask me that. Like, so, like, what frats do you guys hang out with? I was like, well, you know, Greek Unity, we hang out with everybody.
Yeah, right.
So that's what you have to say.
Yeah, yeah, we had to say that too. We mix with everybody.
We mix with everyone. That wasn't true.
Yeah, no.
Just the top houses. Hashtag top houses.
You couldn't. Yeah, but how could you say it? Like, yeah,
you can't say that. Yeah, I don't know. Recruitment is funny. It's very funny. It gets very intense depending on your school. But don't take it too
was
seriously.
Was yours over 2 weeks?
So
2 weekends?
It was like that my junior and senior year. But Greek life was so small when I was like a freshman that it was only like 1 weekend. But now it's a lot more.
I think something that they don't tell you about when you're a PNM is – it's not all sunshine and daisies. Like, it's really kind of most of the time, like, not up to you. Like, we had the Friday of the second weekend at Delaware is called Friday Cry Day because it's like the biggest drop down. Like, you go down to 4 houses, I think. And the entire auditorium is just like crying girls because they don't tell you.
It is
like,
tough.
I think that's something that you have to be aware of. Like, you can't get fixated on one house, like, you from the beginning, like, you really cannot do that.
Mind.
You really need to keep an open mind. I've saw so many girls. I'll never forget when I went through recruitment. I was like, I don't think I could do this. Like, I don't think I could be a part of something that makes this many people. I swear to God, like,
sorry, it's not
this
funny.
Yeah, like, this many girls are literally like cry. I can't be. I don't know if I want to be a part of this. Like, I remember thinking that.
Did you cry during recruitment?
No, but I remember like watching so many people be like that upset, like really upset me. Like, I was like, this is kind of like really fucked up, because they don't tell you that it's not always.
They're like, oh, you'll meet your big and you'll do this, but it's like they say, trust the process.
Yeah, that's like their only reassurance. Like, to
and you
people
should
that are crying. Yeah,
but it is tough, and it's a lot more on your self-esteem than you would think that it is, because you take every house that cuts you as like personal, like, wow, I'm not good enough for this house, or like they didn't like me, kind of thing. When it's like just not like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I could tell you about voting.
I know,
but like. Can we?
I mean, like, what? Like, what about voting? Oh, like voting?
Yes.
Like screen voting.
So there's a couple things about like the voting process. It's like very fallible. Where like What are the odds? Like, a girl could forget your name, put in the wrong name. A girl could, you know,
yeah, there's a lot of
not write
error.
Something down about you. Someone could forget to score you correctly. Like, there's a lot of human error involved. So it's like not as much about you, but like as the days go on, we were told in welcome rounds, like, don't give anyone a 3.
Yeah.
Because a 3 just means like,
I don't care.
So just give them a 2 if they're a 3, you know, if you liked them, give them a 4. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But in welcome rounds, it's like pretty easy. Like most people don't lose too many houses after welcome rounds, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. It's like the third cut, Friday.
Yeah, it's that after philanthropy cut that mm-hmm. people really lose it. But it's because after philanthropy rounds, like, I don't know if your house did this, my house, like, we were not allowed to vote anything, but like,
no, it was yes
one
or
and
no.
five.
It was
like,
yes or no.
You
yeah.
are great. You should be in this sorority. You are my fucking future little, or you're not going to be here. And it's like very cutthroat like that. Like, mm-hmm. and it's not even like, there are plenty of girls that I was like, this is a great girl. She's fun and she seems really sweet, but I can tell that she's not the right fit for this sorority. So I'm not going to give her a 5, you know? And like, it wasn't anything about the girl being like not good enough or something, but like, we know the kind of personalities that
yeah,
like, we
oh,
want to bring
see her
in.
Somewhere else,
yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yes. So like, don't take it too personally and have fun. Dress cute.
Yeah, it really is fun. It's supposed to be fun afterwards.
And your bid day is the
bid
best.
Bid day's fun, yeah.
And you get called a baby for like
yeah,
your first
baby.
Year. The babies.
Baby showers.
Oh, so
those are the
cute.
Best.
Your bid gives you presents. Yeah. Everyone's just so excited to see you. All the boys are like, oh, you're
baby
are you
shower,
a
baby. Yeah.
Are you a baby?
Yeah.
I've seen you before. Are you a
oh,
baby?
I remember that. Yeah.
We actually are not allowed to call them babies anymore at my school because it's hazing. We have to call them new members or fall 14s. Or whatever the fuck it was. We were fall 14s.
MC14.
Yeah. Oh my God. Aw, it's fun. You'll love it. You should do it. Sorry, I didn't mean to give like the dark side of like recruitment, but like,
no, but I really don't think that you get that
yeah.
a lot of the time.
No one talks about it because there's not a lot of like podcasters that were sorority girls.
Yeah.
I loved my sorority
me
as much
too.
As I hated it. I still
honestly,
loved it.
Honestly, same. Yeah.
As much as I'm like, fuck
I'm
those
just
people.
Not like, I don't like the organized clapping and
the
you know, and
screaming,
stuff like
the
that.
Songs.
But you know, it was really fun and.
PHISGMA, Phi Sig Sig, all the way Phi Sig. Yes, we are the best Phi Sig. Best of all the rest Phi Sig. Yes, we are the Phi Sig, Phi Sig, Phi Sig. Hey! Okay,
you know what?
I need to move on from this.
Good luck.
Yeah,
be honest and be honest with yourself.
Oh, yeah. You know if you're a fucking top tier
yeah.
like Barbie doll girl or if you're like a fun girl or you're smart or you know what kind of person you are, you know what sorority fits the kind of person you are. Be very honest with yourself about that
because you could hate it.
Yeah, you could be in the wrong. My best friend Jessie
yeah.
she prepped another house and our house and like that house was like one of the top two houses kind of thing, like one of the top two, like there was like that one and another one that were like the top house, if that makes sense. And she prepped them. And she told me after, she was like, you know what? Like, it's super weird. Like, even though technically, like, that's like the supposed to be like the hotter house or whatever. Like, they were so fake and like they just didn't give off the right vibe for me. And like, I wouldn't have fit in there. Like, I would mm-hmm. not have had fun. Like, I would rather be with people that are more fun. And that's why she ended up in Phi Sig with me.
That's nice.
So, you know, even tears mean nothing. They sort of mean something, but they don't also. If I had to give you the best advice that I could possibly give, if you're a girl who listens to this podcast, you should probably aim for upper middle, like the top of the middle house. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like the top
upper,
of the middle tier. Because they're like hot but and boys want to hang out with them, but they're like fun and they drink and they party and they don't care about the rankings, like, so they're not going to get mad at you. They don't have as high of a GPA requirement and they're not going to get mad at you for like certain things, you know. They're just like a more chill house. So if you listen to this podcast, that's probably the house you should be in.
Oh god, that's funny.
For welcome rounds, it was like, good luck with the rest of recruitment, and then after it was like, it was
so nice meeting you.
Alana. And then
touch their back?
No, we weren't allowed to touch them.
Oh.
Like, it was like
very. We didn't do a scoop?
We were not allowed
to
touch them. Like, that's.
We had a practice scooping.
We would get fined if we touched them.
Can I scoop you?
Yeah, scoop me.
Hi, welcome back. Oh! That was a bad scoop.
You can't touch. You cannot. Like,
no,
that's a girl
like,
you don't even.
Again.
Okay.
That was a bad scoop. Hi, welcome back.
That is horrible. We weren't allowed to touch you, so we had to go like this. People like, hi, nice to meet you. Let's go.
That's so weird. Okay. Let's finish this. I can't fucking talk about this anymore.
Anyways, I'm pref round. We had to say, like, at the door, we had to be like, all right, well, good luck with the rest of recruitment, Alana. I know you'll make the right decision.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
The sad music's playing, like, this intense.
And it's dark in the house.
And there's candles and shit. Yeah.
Oh, have fun, ladies. We're excited for you. Ooh. All right. Before we get into for the boys, I honestly hope I don't get, like, a strongly worded letter from my nationals being like, why did you expose us?
I know, right? I'm like, and you said your chapter. I don't think I did.
It was the Epsilon Alpha chapter of Phi Sigma Sigma. Fight me, Faye Cherkov. All right. So before we get into For the Boys, got a little word from a sponsor. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. We've taken Photoshop. I've taken illustration classes.
Have you?
Motivation classes.
Motivation, really, pre-recruitment motivation class.
Hell yeah. Really enjoying myself. Lifelong learning, as you know, very important to us. That's actually funny because that's part of the Phi Sigma Sigma creed. We have a commitment to lifelong learning. But yes, I do have a commitment to lifelong learning, which is why I like Skillshare. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Schnitt Talk listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Ellie. I hope our ads are, like, even somewhat interesting. I'm with my boys. Today we're talking about something very near and dear to my heart, which is, what do you do when your girlfriend starts crying? I think a lot of guys don't cry as much as they should and, like, aren't comfortable with crying. So when you see that kind of outpouring of emotion, you're kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
Just pat
them on the head and just be like, they're there. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay. First of all, there's different types of crying, I think. Sometimes there's crying. Well, let me just say as a blanket statement, a lot of the times when we're crying, we don't really want to feel better. We're crying because we want to be sad.
You gotta let it out.
So if you start trying to give me solutions to make me stop crying, that I will hold that against you. That's rude. Like, let me cry because I clearly want to cry and, like, I clearly want to get that out of my system. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let me do that, it will come back in worse and crazier ways. Like, mm-hmm. I can promise you that. Like, if I'm crying about, I had a frustrating day of work and I'm, like, just crying because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life or whatever. And you're like, well, why don't you go and what else would you want to do for a li-? Like, if you start being fucking logical with me, I'm like, this is not logical. This is emotion.
Right,
like,
right.
I like mm-hmm. my job. Like, I'm just being dramatic and I just need to cry about this for a second.
I don't think guys get that. Sometimes you just need to be dramatic.
But something about the way that guys, like, don't understand that sometimes girls just need to complain. Like, girls, I'm not asking for a solution. I'm just complaining because I like to complain. Mm-hmm. Like, and girls get that with each other.
We talked about this in Lala, at Lala, because we were just being
so dramatic.
And you were like, why are we being so negative? And I was like, we're not being negative. We just love being dramatic.
It's so fun. We just love complaining.
Yeah,
it's enjoyable.
We're actually having a great time.
We were having fun. We just wanted to complain.
Yeah.
So when your girl's crying, I can't speak today. Mm. When your girl is crying, what do you do?
I'm immediately picturing a bar fuck crying.
I'm talking about like crying not drunk. Okay, drunk crying is its own category.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, when those floodgates start, they're not
stopping. I would love to get
into
that because I've been seeing a lot of couples crying at bars lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay.
And I want to be like, guys, the door's over there.
Yeah, take her home.
Just go home.
Because I'm going to tell you something, and here's a real girl secret. She's not going to stop crying. Like, yeah. You need to take her home. I'm a good drunk crier, where the fact that I can go in a, normally, if I'm at a bar, I can go into the bathroom, cry for a second, clean it up, and go back to enjoying my night. But, like, if you're, like, not dating a girl who can do that, like, or even if you're at like an apartment party or something, I can promise you that shit is not going to stop. Like, you need to take her home and get her some food immediately. Because she's too drunk that she can't stop. Drunk. She's like drunk and in her feels, and like, she's gonna try maybe pick a fight with you of something that she doesn't really mean, just because she needs to let out some emotion, and like, you can't take it personally.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times drunk crying at bars is like a small trigger for a bigger problem.
Like, for example, maybe you feel like your boyfriend sometimes is disrespectful about you to his friends. So then you're at the bar
he says
something so small that like isn't even bad. It's gonna set her off,
and she's like,
"Wow, why are you so disrespectful and mean to me?
I'm not even there." And you're like, what are you saying?
Because for you, you're like, where the fuck is this even coming from? But it's always coming from somewhere.
It's the buildup.
Yes, it's the buildup. So the drunk crying, especially, like, whenever I drunk cry, it's like, well, it depends, honestly. One time I got locked out of my apartment and I started bawling and I didn't stop crying for like an hour.
Okay, well, I just want to go in.
And no one was awake. It was like 3 a.m. I didn't know what to do. This was in college, though, so I was fine. I went to my friend's apartment. But it was like the first time my door had ever been locked in the history of time.
I hate that.
We never locked our door in college, which is crazy, but we didn't. And I was like, why is the fucking door locked?
My roommate did this once. She thought she was locked out in the middle of the night and was banging on the house was shaking and she's screaming, open the fucking door. And I get out of bed, I walk downstairs, the door wasn't locked. I was like, Val,
what's wrong with you?
The house was shaking. But anyway, let's get back to
sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's like I've cried for dumb reasons like that when I'm drunk, when I'm just like frustrated or something. But mostly it's because there's something going on that I can't like
verbalize.
Yeah. And so then I let it out when I cried. Like, I almost cried last night because my friend didn't invite me to his birthday party.
Right.
And I was like, wow, fuck that guy. Because he didn't text me until like 8:30 p.m.
He was like, come.
I was like, fuck you. I'm like, that was something that, like, I wasn't going to say out loud because it sounds silly. But like, it really upset me. But like, the time that I drunk cried from the wine, it was because there were so many feelings that were built up on that situation that I just hadn't been able to really get out. And I needed that cry to kind of get my brain right, because there was so much in there that I didn't, that I couldn't verbalize, and I wasn't verbalizing. And then the second that I was able to, I felt a little better about the situation.
Yeah.
It just felt clearer. So sometimes you got to let your girl drunk cry.
Yeah. Just let her.
And then talk about it in the morning.
I would say, see, this gets tough because, like, I will, like, rarely cry when I go out. Because
one time you cried.
Yeah.
And I tried to distract you.
That was, and I just got over it.
Yeah.
But what will make me cry more and get me more upset is, like, I don't want to be
the girl
that ruins
crying.
The night.
Yeah.
Like, so if I'm crying and my boyfriend is like, we should leave, like, let's go talk about this or something, that would make me more upset because I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like,
I'm ruining this whole night.
I'm ruining the night. So I almost feel like be like, I hear you and like, I'm sorry for whatever I did, but like, let's have fun.
And then we can talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
But don't say it in a way that's like dismissive of
it.
Like,
oh,
don't be
God.
Like, yo, can you stop crying? Like, let's just like enjoy the night. That's like World War III. Mm-hmm. That's like, I'll stop crying, but I'll punch you in the face. Like, it's kind of like, hey, like, I definitely hear that you're upset and I really want to talk about this, but I also know that like, you and I both want to have a good night tonight or something like that.
Yeah,
like it's very like, tricky. Like, what do you
so
even
tricky.
Say?
Because you don't want to
be an asshole.
When you're a crying drunk girl, like, you don't want to be, you don't always want to be a crying drunk
girl.
Oh
my God, but sometimes you just can't stop.
Yeah. It's so hard.
And you have to know the difference between
I feel
a,
bad
like,
because there's no clear advice as a guy.
It's just like, it's going to happen and you're just going to have to deal with it. Like, don't take it that personally and don't like You also just have to know your girl. Like, if she just starts, like, tearing up at the bar, like, starts tearing, distract her.
Yeah, that would work for me. Just put a drink there.
That would distract me unless I'm in the mood where I have to talk about it. And if I'm in the mood where I have to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Send me home because I won't stop. I literally will not stop crying for an hour.
Right.
And like that'll make me feel really bad that you're sending me home, but it's better than like being there for an hour fucking bawling. Like,
it's so true.
I was so grateful that you and Jordan sent me home because in retrospect, I was like, I wasn't going to stop. Like,
yeah.
It was just my night was done. Like, because I was too upset. I was too sad.
And you could tell the cry. You could for sure tell.
When there's like snot coming out of every part of her body, you need to send her home. Yeah. If her makeup's ruined, you have to send her home. Mm-hmm. If she has like one sad little tear and she's like, you're being mean to me.
That, oh my God.
She'll be okay.
Yeah, just be like, rub her hair and be like, I'm so sorry. We could talk about this when we get home. It's really
like,
loud
here. I'll buy you pizza. I love you.
But let's go have fun. Inside, you're like, bitch, get it the fuck
Shut
together.
The fuck up. But like, yeah. And then there's the non-drunk cry.
That's when you got to man up.
You have to be. You got to talk it through. You got to put on your therapist panties and just say, what's upsetting you, babe?
Babe.
Oh, man. And you know what's a great phrase? And Parks and Rec taught us this, and it's very true. Best phrase, that really sucks. I'm so sorry. That really sucks. It's true. I don't always want to hear, like, well, have you tried talking to this person? Well, have you done this? Well, have you done that? I just want to hear, yeah, he is being an asshole. Yeah, that does suck. Yeah, she is being a bad friend. Like, sometimes I just want to hear.
Yeah, I am a douche.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to hear that, like, you're right to be upset. Mm-hmm. And I think that guys don't always get that. So if your girl starts fucking crying, just let it be, you know? Don't try and fix it. Because it'll fix itself on its own, like, if you're, like, understanding about it. But sometimes I think, for some reason, men get so freaked out by tears. One time I cried at work in front of Gaz, one of our bosses, and he was so panicked. He was like, do you want me to get you a tissue? I was like,
a tissue?
I was like, yeah. And he came back, I swear to God, Alana, he came back with an armful of like rolled up toilet paper. Like, he had like, he's like, I didn't know. He's like, I didn't know how much you needed. I was like, not this much. Jesus Christ. Like, it was probably 17 to 45 units of tissue. Like, it was so much tissue. I was like, Gaz, like, I'm not that upset.
Yeah, like, I'm good.
Yeah. It was really funny. But yeah, I think that's it for the boys. Mm-hmm. Sorry that we weren't, like, super constructive. But I think it is really important to note that sometimes we just want to cry. Mm-hmm. And you have to let us complain, and you have to let us be like emotional. Mm-hmm. And trying to fix it is just gonna make it worse.
That just makes it
like
worse,
just makes
sure.
it so much worse. So I believe in you. I believe that you know what to do with a bitch who's crying.
A crying bitch,
a crying ass bitch. That's me.
Yeah,
crying
hello.
But thriving. I am, like, dating me is just having me walk into your room crying like once a week. Like, that's just being my boyfriend.
And it's raining, and
shirt I wanted to wear tomorrow is,
like, wrinkling on it.
Like, you're just going to have to deal with that. Yeah. I am, like, a toddler. Why would anybody want to date me? I must be the fucking worst person to date in the entire world. Anyways.
That's it.
That's it for this week's episode. I like this episode.
Me too.
I feel like we covered some important topics. I hope we did them justice, because feeling a lot better with half of my bagel eaten, but
good.
Still kind of woozy, very hungry. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. As always, you're welcome to send in questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, feelings, hypotheticals, and would you rathers to either my personal accounts or the Schnit Talk accounts. And you are also welcome to submit memes, because we love memes and we need them. We need them. All right. And also make sure you're subscribing to my YouTube channel and watching those videos, leaving positive comments, et cetera, et cetera. And that's enough promotion, I think, for the next year or so. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on Friday.
I love myself, I wanna see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered cause you're staring. And you'll never talk me into caring. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'ma do just what I ride on the regular.
I just don't, I really don't like them.
What? I believed you.
I just didn't want you to be like, they don't taste like anything.
Okay, this whole time I was like, I've never heard of that. I don't know if I believe her, but how could you accuse someone of lying about being allergic to something?
Exactly why I say
you
it.
You psychopath.
Because I don't like when people are like, sesame seeds don't taste like anything.
They do have a little taste.
I hate them.
But the taste is good.
It disgusts me.
It's like nothing.
I hate it
like
so much.
It's hating a poppy seed.
I like poppy seeds. I fucking think sesame seeds should burn in hell. They're disgusting. I hate them. I have always hated them.
That's crazy. You little fucking liar. Mm-hmm.
I am allergic to scallions, though, which is unfortunate because I love
scallions. I don't
scallions.
Believe you now. I'll okay, never well, believe you.
Never believe me on my allergies yeah. ever again. Yeah. I am allergic to scallions, but scallions are good.
They put scallions on everything in New York.
I know. It's, like, tough. I, like, will get hives. So I look diseased right now. Like, this whole situation is so bad with the bruise and, like,
the peely-peely.
The peely-peely. Like, it's only here in my armpits. Ugly. I'm such an ugly girl. All right. Back at it.